universities and Home Office threaten deportation. Nigerian students demand justice. Maryam Kamish, Ronda Sinantaf Socialist Party. Nigerian students at the University of South Wales, Trefrest, and across the UK, face a stark funding gap. Thanks to the economic crisis in Nigeria, the money they had saved and borrowed back home to pay their tuition fees here has lost two-thirds of its value in the last year. The university is showing little sympathy. One student said, "If I can't pay my fees, they say I'll be cut off from ed resources and my online classes. And I've had a letter from the Home Office. They say if I'm not a student, they'll deport me." The stress and lack of money has people unable to sleep, skimping on food, moving out of their housing to camp on friends' floors. Reportedly, a number are sleeping in the library. Socialist students demand that the university agrees no exclusions for students who can't pay, extends the payment period, allows students to pay at the old Naira rate of N584.20. It had been hard to generate interest in a fight back. Then, news came of the partial victory at the University of Surrey, and the mood rose. Socialist students set up a campaign stall, and started taking names, and publicizing an organizing meeting. Within a few days, we've had a positive response from the student union, and interest from Lecturers Union UKU. On the 3rd of May, we'll be taking this campaign to the Vice-Chancellor's office. Socialist student says a university should not be run like a business. Wherever you come from, join the fight to kick out the market, and bring back free education. Read what we are saying: Nigerian students face deportation, but Surrey students win reprieve.